Hello and welcome back to the Erotic Renaissance Podcast. Oh, I'm so happy to be back. This is where we talk about sex, love, relationships, spirituality, and all things passionate. I am so happy to talk about this particular subject, which is, how do you know they're the one? There's so many times where I get readings from you guys where you ask me, you know, how is this person the one? Are they my twin flame? Are they my soulmate? Are they the one I'm supposed to be with for the rest of my life, you know? And I want to give you straight up a formula that you can use to, for free, you know, to know whether or not someone is the one for you. If you use this formula, I promise you, you will never be confused whether or not someone is your soulmate, if they're your twin flame, if they're someone that you're supposed to be with for the rest of your life. Because ultimately, when you guys are asking me whether or not someone is your soulmate or your twin flame, I feel like what you're really asking me is this the one that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, right? We use twin flame and we use soulmate a lot of the times, not necessarily looking at the deeper spiritual significations of those kinds of relationships. We tend to use those as, are we going to be in a relationship forever? Is this the one for me? And I think that that's perfectly valid, though I do think there's a lot of confusion around twin flame relationships and soulmate relationships, and that's a completely different podcast on its own. But what I will say is that for this particular podcast, we're going to answer, how do you know that someone is the one for you, right? So we're going to start with, first off, we have to understand that in our society, there are a lot of different ways in which we do relationships. We often tend to think that the way that we do our relationships matches the way everybody else does, unless you are someone who's really going out of their way to being outside of the social norm. And there are a lot of different relationship structures. There are open relationships. There are polyamorous relationships. There are monogamous relationships. There are monogamish relationships. And there are a lot of different relationship structures, and not every single person believes that there's just one person for them. And that's pretty valid, depending on what your belief structure is. However, there is a really easy way to really evaluate whether someone has long-term long-term relationship potential versus someone who's just kind of here, or someone to pass the time with, or someone that you just have feelings for, right? I think one of the biggest mistakes that we make is that we think that the way that we feel about someone is the sole indication of whether or not this person is the right one for you, right? I love them, therefore they must be the one. I care about them, therefore they must be the one. We must be meant to be, quote unquote. And unfortunately, feelings are some of the smallest indication of whether or not someone is someone you could spend your life with. Obviously, you want to like them, you want to care about them, but they really aren't the gauge that you should be using to figure out if someone is long-term relationship potential. Just how you feel about them is not enough. It isn't. And I know, like, for me, as someone who has a lot of feminine energy, I can get very caught up in the feelings, and, like, again, there's space for that, but it cannot be the only reason. So this is five different ways and five different things that I think that someone must have if you're going to have long-term relationship potential, if they are the one. If you think about it, and however you view it, if you view it as this is the one for me, I only want to be with one person, the one person that I want to be with the rest of your life, or just someone who is long-term potential, life partner potential, these are the five things that you need to look for. And ideally, they need to have all five. Honestly, if they don't have all five, then it's probably not going to work out. And I'll get into more of that later on in the episode as to why. But these five things, and I have identified, are some of the most important things that you're going to look for when you are looking for a relationship with someone else. So we're going to start with commitment. In order to know that if someone is the one for you, they need to show you some kind of commitment, right? This kind of goes into the idea of availability. You cannot build a house with someone who's not available to build the house with you. So somebody who is in a relationship with someone else, someone who is working so much that they can't date, someone who says that they don't want to be in a relationship or a committed relationship with you is not someone who you should be considering is the one, right? That's the first step. If they're not available to you and they don't want a committed relationship, they're not the one. They're not. Doesn't matter how much you like them. Doesn't matter how, if you guys have sex, doesn't matter what you choose to do with this person and how you spend your time with them. If they're not in a relationship with you, if they don't want to be in a committed relationship, if they're in a relationship with someone else, whatever is preventing them from being able to be in a committed relationship with you, you can look at that as the first major sign that this person is not the one for you. The person that is for you will be available to you. I'll say that again. The person that's for you will be available to you. So that is the first out of the five things that someone needs to have in order to know that they are the one. They want to be committed to you. They want a committed relationship. They are available for a committed relationship. The second thing is Eros. Eros is a word that means passion, love, in a romantic way. You need to be attracted to this person, unless you are asexual and you don't have a sexual drive, which is a completely different situation, then you may not necessarily need this if you're asexual. But if you're not asexual, you need to be passionate about this person and like them in a romantic sense. You need to care about them. You need to want to get to know them. You need to be excited about them. They need to make you excited and vice versa. You have to be attracted to each other. That's really important. You know, if you have commitment but no passion, then it turns into a friendship. That's a friendship. That's not necessarily a romantic partner. You know, you take the passion away and that really doesn't necessarily come off as that's the one, the person that's the one. That's where your feelings come in and are really, really important, is you have to have those feelings. Now, a lot of us take that Eros feelings and we just go with that. Like, I have these feelings. I have this passion. We have a sexual chemistry, and they just take that and that's what they base everything off of. And what ends up happening is you try to build in this relationship with this person when there's only just passion. It's not really the one for you if there's no commitment, right? Like, it needs to be both. You need to have both. Bringing me to my third thing, friendship. You need to like this person, right? So how do you know someone's the one for you if they want to be committed to you? If you guys have passion for each other and you're attracted to each other, and you also have a friendship, you were friends with this person. You know, there's a lot of people in our lives that, you know, we get passionate about, but we don't necessarily like them. We don't like the things that they do. We don't like the things that they say. We don't like the way they live their life. It's like, ugh, like, I don't really necessarily like you as a person, but we have really good chemistry. You make me feel good, right? And ultimately, you want to know if someone's the one for you. You're also going to want to be their friend. This is someone that supports you. This is someone that is there for you. You know, this is someone who is a companion. You do things together. You have hobbies together. You enjoy each other's company. Truly, you enjoy each other's company. The next thing that will indicate whether or not someone is the one for you are that you both have similar values or similar paradigms. The idea of a paradigm is the idea that the person that you are dealing with sees the world in a compatible way to how you see the world. This doesn't necessarily mean that you guys see the world exactly the same, though that can definitely help, but that the way that you guys see the world is complementary and not antagonistic. For example, if you are someone who really values money and being financially well off, and the person that you are in a relationship with values nomadic lifestyle in which they just go off for months at a time and they don't have a job. This is not something that I will see as this person being the one for you. The one for you is going to have very similar values to you. You guys are going to see the world in the same way. For example, if your value and your paradigm, the thing that wakes you up in the morning is truth, and you really value truth, and the person that you're dealing with values only saying what other people want to hear, right? That's a difference in value. You see the world very differently. You have different paradigms in the way that you move through the world. And ultimately, the one for you is going to be able to see the world the way that you see the world, or at least understand the way that you see the world. If you are someone who is deeply spiritual, and you love all these spiritual practices, and you believe in universal consciousness and all these different things, and this person is completely scientific, doesn't believe in any of those things, it thinks it's all silly, it thinks it's all stupid, right? You see the world completely differently. Ultimately, that person's probably not going to be the one for you, because the way that you guys are viewing the world is completely different. And there's no compatibility there. There's no nothing complementary. Different if someone's like, I'm kind of scientific, but I'm open to learn about astrology, or I'm open, like, I don't not believe in these things, right? That could be complementary. But if there is something in your value system where your paradigms and the way that you view the world that's completely different, then that person's probably not the one for you. If you're Christian and this person is an atheist, yeah, it's probably not the one for you, because you guys view the world completely differently. The last thing that I think will really seal the deal, if you have the first four things, that's kind of really all you need. But this fifth one is like the icing on top of the cake. It's the cherry. It's the, okay, like, I know for a fact, like, this is the person that I should be in a relationship with, right? That's going to be that you have similar lifestyles, right? You like going on vacations. They like going on vacations. You want to live in a small apartment because you're a minimalist. They also like living in a small apartment because they're a minimalist, right? This is a little different from values, because values are what we deem important in the world. And that's a little bit different. Versus lifestyle is literally how you live your life, right? I'm a vegan. This person is also a vegan or a vegetarian. You know, I am someone who likes to work out all the time, and this is someone who likes to work out all the time, right? That's like the cherry on top. That's the thing that really will let you know, okay, like, this is the person I should marry. This is the one for me. This is my soulmate. This is the person that I'm supposed to be with. Often when we use such cryptic language like soulmate and twin flame, especially since there's such a misunderstanding, we can sometimes use that as an excuse to stay in shitty ass relationships. You know, it's like, oh, this person's my twin flame and we're meant to be. And I'm telling you that if they don't have at least all four of these things, they ain't your twin flame or your soulmate. This is someone that you have emotions for. This is someone that you care about and that you love, but they are not that, right? Because when someone is your twin flame, 9 times out of 10, they share the same values as you, because you are mirroring each other. You're literally like mirroring each other's lifestyle, mirroring each other's thoughts and feelings. It's like being with you. Right? So if they don't have these things, then it's probably not that. Same thing with like a soulmate connection. If this person doesn't want to be committed to you, if this person, all you have is sex, or all you have is their attention for a certain period of time, again, like, you will know that someone is the one for you by how they are treating you. Not necessarily by how you feel about them. How you feel about them, you can have feelings about anything. I give you an example. Over these last weekend, I had a conversation with one of my friends, and we were talking about how sometimes we can look at what, you know, someone is doing and think that they're like talking about us or saying something negative towards us, but we don't really know what they're saying, but you can have feelings about it, right? You can acknowledge that just because you feel like someone might be talking behind your back doesn't necessarily mean that's true, because you don't know that. They could have been, you know, minding their business, going to sleep, taking a nap, like not even thinking about you, right? But you could still have feelings about it. And relationships are kind of the same way. Just because you have feelings for someone doesn't necessarily mean that that means that they're your twin flame, or that means that they're your soulmate. And just because the intensity of how you feel about them is really, really intense doesn't mean that that's an indication of love and that that person is the one for you. Like, the more intense the feelings are, the more crazy they make you, the more ridiculous that you act to get their attention, that must mean the more that they love you, right? That's Hollywood. Hollywood portrays love that way. You know, books portray love that way. Fiction portrays love that way, right? And it's very easy for them to do that, because normally if you're watching a book or a movie or a TV show that has a love story in it, when they finally get together, it's the end. But we all know in real life that that's not true. That's not the end of it. You have, you know, years, perhaps decades of stories and situations with this person that are kind of come up. So just because you have really intense emotions for another person doesn't mean that that's an indication that they are the one for you. And a lot of times it can mean that they're probably not the one for you, right? Real love doesn't make you crazy. Real love doesn't bring out the worst qualities in you. Real love does not turn you into someone that is outside of your character. Real love elevates you and helps you to discover the truth of who you are, so that you are a better person, right? I would actually even throw that in as a even little medium indication, right? When you're with someone and they genuinely make you a better person, the lessons that you've learned from them, the conversations that you have for them have changed you for the better, right? They don't make you crazy. They don't make you paranoid. You're not like in their phone wondering who they're talking to, what they're doing, right? If you're in a situation or in a relationship that it's bringing you to that place, it only means two things. This person is toxic or you're toxic. That's it. And that's true. And I know that's not necessarily what a lot of people want to hear, but if you feel like you're in a relationship with someone and it is bringing you to a place where you are acting outside of your character, it means either you have work to do and trauma and wounding that you need to address within relationships, or they have work to do and you shouldn't be in a relationship with them, or both of you do. It's definitely not an indication that you love this person, that you're twin flames, or that you're soulmates, right? That's far from the truth in this particular situation. So to recap, the formula is, if you really want to know if this person is the one for you, you will have at least 4 out of these 5 things. They will want to be committed to you. They are available for commitment. The level of commitment that you are looking for is what they want, and vice versa. They are committed to working on the relationship. It's something that they want to do, right? So you can exclude anyone who is in a relationship, anyone who says that they don't want to be in a relationship, or anyone who shows you with their actions that they don't want to be in a relationship. You can pretty much exclude these people. They are not the one. Period. End of story. If you find yourself being like, well, he said that he just doesn't want to be in a relationship right now, then they're not the one. They're not the one. That's it. Sometimes the simplest explanation is the best one. Then they're just not the one. The one for you will want to be there. They will want to be committed to you. When you guys go to build your house, they will want to build that house with you. Okay. The second thing, Eros, passion. You love them in a romantic sense. You are attracted to them, and they are someone who is attracted to you. The third thing, you guys have a friendship. You enjoy each other's company. You have companionship and you like to hang out with each other, and you have similar interests. You are friends. The fourth thing, values. You have the same values and paradigm within life. You see life either similarly or exactly the same. This goes into your religion, your belief structures, you know, everything that is outside of making money and, you know, just like anything that's practical, right? Your spiritual beliefs, your the reason why you wake up in the morning, you know, the things that are important to you are at least compatible. And the cherry on top is that you have similar lifestyles. That would be the cherry on top. You have similar lifestyles. You like to do the same things. You take care of your body the same way. You like to eat the same types of food. You like to live in the same type of house. That would be the cherry on top. This formula works. And if you find yourself balking and you're like, oh, I don't know about this, because maybe the person that you're talking to does not necessarily meet those requirements, I want you to think about what it would be like to be with someone who truly had those qualities. And what do you have to lose for just using it maybe for a month or two and seeing if the people that you are talking to and attracted to are actually falling under these brackets? Because if they're not, then that might be giving you something to think about when it comes to the people that you are attracted to and the people that you're trying to be in a relationship with. Are you self-sabotaging? Are you purposefully finding people subconsciously who don't meet these standards? And then those relationships fail. I also want you to think about what kind of relationships you've had in the past. And if one of these five things were the one of the reasons why you broke up, because I'm gonna tell you 9 times out of 10, it is. It's either differences in wanting to be committed. One person wants to be committed, the other person does not. You don't have that passion for each other. You don't like each other, or you have different values. These are like 9 times out of 10, the reasons why people break up. So, giving you all that food for thought, I want you to try out the formula and just see if you were to give yourself these rules, just these five, the kind of people that you will meet and the kind of people that you would be attracted to if you were to use these rules, these guidelines, and see if they make a difference. You know, like, obviously you don't ever have to do anything you don't want to do, but I would encourage you to experiment with it. You know, even throw in a few more of your conditions on there if there are certain things that you miss. But I find that these five things, they tend to work for most people in most types of relationships. So that is what I have for you guys. I'm so happy to be back, and I just love being able to do this podcast and talking to you. And as always, let me know what else you want to hear. You know, DM me, email me, and I will catch you next time. Remember to be kind to yourself, and remember to be kind to everybody else.